There we go. All right. Yeah, we just have to keep that going. Get that timing down. Work on that, gentlemen. We got it. Very nice.
Okay, let's start at the back end of the avenue and work our way forward and get a couple runs in. Let's look at our do section starting at measure 90. Swing kind of feel to it. Now, all of us have dudes at different times. I'm not hearing clearly each individual part's dude. Tenors. Can we just get a tenor starting there? One, a two, a tenor, go. Yeah, you're late when it goes down to the D sharp.
Here we go.
leads. In. The first in at measure 92, we were all over the place in terms of pitch. Can I hear just the leads, please? One, a two, a ready, go. Same space, same spot, and when we get to measure 99, sing Zan hold the nun. That should be a good clean octave from all four parts. So in Zan, here we go. One, two, go.
In Zan.
Thank you.
Push it forward. Hold it. One, two, three, go. Listen to this pitch again, though. And basically, be very careful. One, two, all, go. Better. Very short, little flat. Again. One, two. Again, all, go. Four bars. One, two, ready, and. Good. Now I'm going to try to direct it this time in two, which is what I'd like to do for the song, and not in four. So make your adjustments as you see. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Those are good.
And now.
interestingly, we didn't do too bad getting into the key change. It was after the key change when we did measures 81 through 3 that were probably one of the weakest moments in the song. So that's where I think what we'll do is we'll take a break, move into the other room, and I'm actually going to pick up with the same song in measure 76. We're going to work on that a little bit when we get over there.